Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week that we've been focused on pressing on. And today's topic in this week's prayer focus is to press on toward heaven. Paul writes and says, but our citizenship is in heaven. And therefore, we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's something special about knowing you belong. That citizenship in heaven means you have the rights and responsibilities that are part of that kingdom. And as we consider what life is like as a traveler, when we begin to recognize that this world really isn't our home. The old song that says this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. And when we begin to grasp the reality of those words, there are many who greatly value the citizenship they have in whatever country they reside. Others long for citizenship in a country that they believe will be better for their family, for themselves. And when we consider what citizenships of this world look like, we begin to have, a small glimpse into the desire that God wants us to have. I think of the immigration crisis that often makes the news here in the United States. And I don't have the knowledge or wisdom to give any good answers, any real answers. And I suspect that, like everything, the motivations behind the crisis are many. And each person, each family, each situation has their own story. And while there are probably those that are trying to come in for purposes which are not good, there are many who are trying to come in because, well, they want a better life. They've heard stories about what our country has to offer. And some, perhaps, stories of what they have to offer for free, but for many, stories of the opportunities that are offered and available that they've never had. And while I don't have any solutions to propose to how this situation was resolved, I think it gives us a glimpse into the longing we ought to have for a kingdom where our citizenship has already been obtained. And I wonder at times, how eager are we to live as citizens of God's kingdom? How eagerly do we wait for the return of our Savior, Jesus? Are we practicing, so to speak? Are we living like kingdom citizens now? Are we making every effort to be ready for the return of Christ? Are we willing to make sacrifices in order to obtain that which we press on toward? Paul would write, and he would talk about forgetting what's behind and throwing off every sin that entangles him and pressing on. And he realized that there are a lot of things in this world that can hold us back, that can tie us down. I've never ridden in a hot air balloon, and it's one of those things that I think I would like to do sometime, but there are places where you can get in the basket underneath the balloon with a pilot, and they'll take you up into the air a certain distance and then bring you back down. The balloon remains tethered, tied to the ground the entire time. And while that might be interesting, it to me isn't the same as flying. You see, that balloon isn't free to go where the wind takes it until the lines are cast off. The things which tie it to the ground are released. And sometimes we want the experience or the feeling of being a kingdom citizen of God, but we're not willing to cast off the lines that tie us to the things of this earth. And so we struggle. We settle for an experience that isn't real, when God calls us to step into His basket. And throw off the lines and allow Him to take us where the winds of His Spirit will take us. You see, pressing on toward heaven says, I have a destination. And it's a destination where I belong. That's where my citizenship is at. You see, it's one thing to travel to a destination that you want to go to and wonder how well you'll fit in. I think of missionaries who have left behind a life, sometimes a very comfortable life, to ride in that basket with God, to allow the Spirit to carry them to a foreign land that is not their home. But their desire is to make it at least a temporary home so that they can share Jesus. But I suspect there's always a sense of questioning, of wonder. Will I fit in? Will they accept me? Will they listen? What obstacles will I face? And yet, when we're on this journey towards heaven, we can erase those thoughts from our mind, as we know we've been accepted. Our citizenship is there. We belong. And what will you and I do today that shows the people around us that we are pressing on toward heaven? That will show the people around us that we know where our citizenship really lies. Will we be more concerned about not just the rights, but the responsibilities of being a kingdom citizen? You see, there are many who like the idea of the rights that a citizenship brings, the privileges that it carries. We become a little hesitant when we start talking about the responsibilities of a citizen. And God's desire for you and I is that we live like kingdom citizens now. Because he says you are. When I've had opportunity to travel at various times to foreign countries, I had permission to be there. I had the paperwork, the visas, and I think of the trips I've made to Russia, and I fit in fairly well. I look enough like the average person of Russia that as long as I kept quiet, I could kind of blend in. But even as I lived there, and the one time I spent almost a month there, I knew that when I got on the plane and landed in the U.S. that I would be welcomed home, because that's where my citizenship on this earth is. Now, it was funny because I guess I looked so much that they kept trying to give me the customs forms that were printed in Russian, and I had no idea what it said. But I remember as I went through that final checkpoint at O'Hare Airport, and they checked the passport and all my papers, and when everything was in order, the agent that was there said, "Welcome home." And as we live on this earth, I still lived like an American citizen, even though I was visiting another country. I was respectful of their country, of their ways, of their people, but it didn't stop me from being an American citizen. And while we live on this earth, God's desire, His calling to us, is that we would live as kingdom citizens, respectful of this world's customs and ways, but still kingdom citizens. And in living as kingdom citizens and pressing on toward heaven, we recognize that we have a place that we belong, that we, when our journey here is done, we can hear those words, "Welcome home," and it will be home. You see, that's what we eagerly await, the return, the arrival of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've adopted us into your family. You've granted us citizenship in your kingdom. Father, I know at times on this earth it's difficult to grasp fully what that citizenship means, the rights that it brings with us, the privileges that come with it. But it's also difficult to grasp fully the responsibility that our citizenship in heaven carries. And Father, as I pray that we would press on toward heaven, that we would hold fast to the citizenship, knowing that we will be welcomed home because we belong. And as I pray about that, I also pray for those that are longing for a better life. I pray that you would pour out great wisdom on decision makers in our country. That discernment would reign supreme in comprehending and understanding. And that we would have compassion and mercy and be a land of opportunity. All while also being a land of law and order and protection from those who would seek to do harm. And so, Father, I pray that you would grant wisdom to our nation's leaders, to the world's leaders that have to figure out all of the residency and citizenship issues on this planet. But I pray most of all that we would settle our citizenship with you. That we would press on toward heaven knowing that we belong. Knowing that it is our home, our homeland. May we eagerly wait for the return of Jesus, and may we live like we're waiting for the return of Jesus. May He find us ready when He comes. Father, today I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would do a better job in helping them know the responsibilities of living as a kingdom citizen. That they would enjoy the rights and privileges that come as being your child. But they would know the value of living like they're your child. Father, as I pray, I ask that you would help us to make known, even as we press on, make known to others the availability of being a citizen of a kingdom that's far above any other kingdom. And may we be encouragers of those who are weak, of those who are struggling, of those who find it difficult. Sometimes even find it impossible to believe that anyone loves them. Father, may we represent your love. May we take the message, the good news of Jesus everywhere we go. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.